Well, continuing on from all the interviews that I'm doing with people that have reinvented their lives, it's my pleasure to be here today with Rumi Shiraz. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just so because we're focusing on people in the midlife stage, can I just confirm that you're not a teenager? Currently, what age do you have?
46.
46. Congratulations. And you recently made a change in your career. Can you tell me what have you left behind?
I think this notion called that we work and then life and then retirement. Mm-hmm. Something I'm learning from the Generation Y is that it's all about life, uh-huh. And you find somehow to make some money out of life, mm-hmm. And then it's all life, there's no retirement. Uh-huh. So you're living all the time, not working.
So you're leaving behind a working kind of philosophy in a way. Tell me what that looks like.
Okay, example.
The old way that you used to work.
Example, we all do something to generate some money. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not the most enjoyable thing you are doing, but you're doing it because you need to keep the cash flows going and you need to feed the family and all those things. Mm-hmm. And breaking out of that paradigm is incredibly hard. Mm-hmm. Right? But do that though, first thing is probably, for example, for me about 3 years ago, I thought I always lived and worked and promoted other people's products and services. Mm-hmm. And I thought about how can I build a business? Mm-hmm. Or how can I work with some amazing minds from New Zealand and around the world and somehow make a living out of that.
Mm-hmm. So it began with a question, with a wondering.
Yes.
How?
Yeah. So the answer at that point was, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, I think in life, in a lot of things, we say we need to plan everything. Mm-hmm. Pick a goal and plan everything. But when you have no idea what you're trying to do, how the hell do you plan it? You can't.
Yeah.
But unless there is a burning desire within you, mm-hmm. for what you are trying to create for yourself, mm-hmm. and also unless it's a long-term good for you and for the society as a whole, I don't think, it doesn't matter how hard you try, it'll happen. Mm-hmm. So what you want trying to achieve, if it's good for you, mm-hmm. and if it is good for everyone, humanity in a way, mm-hmm. and the how question will get answered over a period of time through a strange bunch of coincidences that you could never even imagine of.
Mm-hmm. Or plan for.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me then about this new role, or the role you're moving towards. How would you define it? Do you have a job title?
I don't. When people ask me what I do, sometimes I say I'm a people collector. Mm-hmm. And because it's such a...
not a cannibal.
Unusual...
a people collector.
Yeah.
People collector. I've not seen that job title advertised in the
exactly.
paper.
Exactly. That's right.
Right. So you created it, and tell me about this, people collection.
So, again, going back to the thought process I had 3 years ago, how can I work with some amazing minds? Mm-hmm. So collecting people in a way is people that I connect with, mm-hmm. at an intellectual or emotional level. And in a funny way, this is funny, can I tell you this? Is that, I mean, all the guys dream of having a harem.
Oh no.
Right?
I have to edit this.
But in a physical sense, to do that is impossible. Uh-huh. A lot of people, more probably Hugh Hefner, succeeds at that. But uh-huh. But when I thought, wow, I can have intellectual harem.
Ah.
So my intellectual harem is growing
mm-hmm.
at the moment, and it's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So
so you're a people collector who has a